Ktenya Khayadum Kwamum Zion Semin Yud Gimel. Yivarach Be'ema V'yira U'Bekavana U'Besimcha. So a person, when he benches, it should be with an awe from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he should do it with Kavana, and he should do it also with Simcha. It's a state, a feeling of a tremendous Akaras HaToyev to Kadosh Baruch Hu for that which he has received, that he has what to eat, and the feeling should generate a feeling of Simcha, that he's so excited to be able to say thank you to Kadosh Baruch Hu for doing that. So the combination of, you find the Pasuk Gilu Bir Odo, we can rejoice while we're still having this awe. So a person comes in front of a Melech Gadol to say thank you, so he has the awe of the Melech, but he also has a tremendous feeling of happiness. He's able to say thank you to the king. Now the Chayim quotes Zer HaKadosh. Vazeh Lashon Zer HaKadosh Parshas Vayakel. The Zer HaKadosh in Parshas Vayakel, if you have the Chayodim with the Piskei Mishneh Berurah, he brings a translation on the bottom. We'll read it with the Aramaic, and then we will go back and look at the translation. Ksiv Tov Ayin Hu Yevorach. Pasuk initially says that the person who's a Tov Ayin should be the one who says the blessing, which we discussed this idea that's the concept behind giving the guest, giving the balabayas to bench by in certain scenarios, because he's taken in other people and shared with them. For example, by the Seder, then he's the balabayas, because we assume that he brings guests to his Seder, he's a Tovayan, and therefore he should bench. But over here, Radash, it's something else. Any person, whoever is benching, he should consider a Tovayan. Yivorach Tovayan means Vade Be'ena Tova, means Bechedvo. With a good eye means he's happy. A person who's jealous, it's called he has an eye in raw. He's not, but a person with an eye in tova, he feels good about everything. So he's a person who has simcha. Lav iu lemagona levorcha bechedva. You should know that it's not considered something which is unimportant. Lemagona means for free. That it's not. Insignificant idea of benching bechedva, but it's very important that a person should bench bechedva with simcha. So mehahu b'rchoso, because that this mehahu chitu nosim ilachmo d'dal, the Bereshim is given to us our food. We are the dal. We are the one who has nothing. The Bereshim has been nice enough to share. To share with us food, should we be feeling a simcha for that? Asar ditzdarach lizana mikol sitrin. So that the Bereshim gives us support from all sitrin. All sitrin, the concept in Shemayim means from the sides of Toiv, the sides of Ra, we're going to be supported. This concept is something which is really only given over to people which are chachamim, the yadin, razin, idoyin, ba'orchin deraisa, who know the secrets of the Shemayim and the ways of the Torah. Mehacha ulifna. So from this we walk away with the following lesson. Koma de mavorach birchos mazona kedekoyos bechedva bereusa de liba. Whoever benches properly with simcha, with a desire in his lave to do that. He feels excited about doing it. Katzulat mehayalma, when that person leaves this world, goes to Shemayim. Asar yisakna le gav rozen iloyin behechol and kadisha. There will be a special place set aside for him to join a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the inner secrets, the high secrets, in the holy courts. And it's a tremendous merit to such a person that he's able to keep these halachas. So the Zohar Kaddish is giving a tremendous amount of chashivas to the idea of benching besimcha, being excited about the idea that a person is benching. So a person really should pause before he starts benching and think about the Kadosh Baruch Hu that he has, the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's given him such support, He's given him an opportunity to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he would bench at that point in time with this feeling of a karsa tov and feeling of simcha for what he's received. And just now on that one point, a really person should pause before he starts benching and have in mind that he wants to fulfill the mitzvah of benching. Some people have a minute to say Hineh Mukhan Mazuman, you don't have to say it, but a person should at least think that he's doing this with intent to mekayem the mitzvah of the Torah of benching to saying brachos to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the concept known as mitzvah srichas kavanah. When a person does a mitzvah, a person should do it with the intent to fulfill the mitzvah that he's doing. Okay, we'll pick up in the next point of the Chayyadim in the following Shir, and meanwhile, have a good day.